we have this funny idea. This idea that you can divide the room, you know, on the right-hand side is the physical, and on the left-hand side is the spiritual. But before you send me any mail, I know that it's all one. I'm just doing this because I happen to still be in the physical plane. And we need duality in order to understand from the perspective of the ego. But my inner knowing is that there's no separation of spirit and matter, that God is in all things, and that there is individualized expressions of it, but that this intelligence doesn't ever particularize. It can't. That would mean that there's some place that it isn't the minute that it particularizes. And if it's universal, there can never be any place that it isn't. That's what universal means, one verse. So we have this myth that we live under that says we come into this world. And we really sort of think of ourselves as like a construction project. You know, like there's the spirit world, and we divide it up into befores and afters. So I'm here, but before I was here, I was nowhere. And then I went from nowhere, N-O-W-H-E-R-E, to now here, N-O-W-H-E-R-E, just a little different spacing. And now I'm in now here, and I look around, and after a while I have this thundering realization that I'm going back to nowhere, and then it's all the same. But somehow our intellect, our left brain, tells us we come from a spirit world, and then we come into this physical world, and then when we leave it and we die, we go back to a spirit world. Isn't that what we think? It's not like that at all. We have to shatter that myth. Here's the way to think of it. It's like, think of a plum tree. Plum tree has very interesting characteristics of it. Again, you go back to the seed, you know the seed inside of a plum. Is there plum essence in a plum seed? Is the essence of plumness in a plum seed? Has to be, doesn't it? So you put the seed into the ground and you plant it, and all of a sudden it starts breaking open and roots develop and they go under the ground. Is there plum essence in the roots? Isn't there? There has to be, doesn't there? Something in there is going to create plums. And then those roots grow and spread, and all of a sudden a tree starts sprouting up above the surface. And there's a trunk. Is there plum essence in the trunk? Yeah. And then the trunk gets higher, and there are branches. And then the branches develop leaves. And then the leaves develop blossoms. And then the blossoms develop little buds. And then the little buds turn into little tiny plums. And then you let them stay on there for a while, and then they turn into purple plums or green plums or whatever their essence is. Now, we don't say, when we observe this phenomenon, that these plums showed up from the spirit essence world of plumness. Do we? We don't do that. We just look at the tree, and we observe it, and we watch the whole thing, and we realize that plum essence is in all of the thing, and we stand back and we watch it and we say, you know, the damn thing just plums. It just plums, like an apple tree. It just apples. So too are we like this. We are not separate from that spirit world. That separation is the thing we gotta get out of us. It's like someone could come back and look at the whole planet and say there's vegetation, there's rocks, there's minerals, there's rain, there's sunshine. Look at this thing from a distance. Look at it. Just watch it. And what happens? You watch it and you watch it and you watch it, and the damn thing just peoples. It just peoples. That's the way Alan Watts put it. It just simply peoples. We don't come into this world. We grow out of this world. We are a part of all of it, and we can never escape it. And once you know this, once you get this, that you weren't placed in here from this spirit world any more than plums were, or apples, or cockroaches, or anything. We are all in this thing called the environment together.